بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهداه أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We move on to a chapter that deals with gift. And I would not say that look under your chair you have lots of gifts and the car keys and so whatever. I cannot afford this, but I can tell you that it is one of the merits of Islam that people give one another. And I'm astonished by the generosity of, I will not say only the Indians, but those who are Muslims. Whenever they come and visit, they usually bring a gift. And you feel embarrassed, you know, when someone comes to you and gives you a gift. But this is an indication of Iman. The Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, tahadu tahabu. Meaning exchange gifts and the love would increase in your hearts. And what happens when the love increases in your heart? You will never enter the Jannah, paradise, until you love one another. And you will never love one another until you spread assalamu alaykum between you. So spread salam. So this is one of the means of getting to Jannah. Now, this chapter is beautiful, but it is short. And I know that you will have a lot of questions. Because not in the first hadith, the second hadith deals with a lot of controversial issues, especially between you and your parents, especially the young ones. Why doesn't he give me this? Why doesn't she give me that? And this is, inshallah, what we will try to answer as much as possible. Hadith number 285. The Prophet says, والسلام, this is hadith of Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and with his father. Whoever goes back in his charity is like a dog vomiting and eating his vomit afterwards. Now this hadith, the other narration, is not included in Umdat al-Ahkam, the original text, but it is included in Taysir al-Allam of Sheikh al-Bassam, may Allah have mercy on his soul. So that is why it is included in the Arabic version of the book. The hadith is clear. Don't have to go through it. Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, gave a horse as charity or as endowment? Charity. Why not endowment? Why not making it waqf? Because the man who it was given to wanted to sell it. If it was endowment, he cannot sell it, because we know that waqf or endowment cannot be sold nor inherited. So he gave this to someone to fight in the cause of Allah. He gave it as means of jihad. The man did not take care of it. And the horse got skinnier, its health deteriorated. So the man was displaying it for sale. Umar thought, this was a good horse of mine, so I'm gonna buy it. And thinking that he would sell it for cheap. But before doing something, he went and asked the Prophet ﷺ, because he had doubt. Most of the Muslims don't do this. I get calls from Muslims, imagine. Salaam alaikum, Shaykh, alaikum salam. Shaykh, 20 years ago, I performed Hajj, but I did not make Tawaf al-Ifada. What's the ruling? 20 years ago, and now you're asking? Why didn't you wait until we, inshallah, meet on the Day of Judgment? What kind of people are this? You cannot do something and then ask after doing it. Ask before you do it, let alone to ask after 20 years. Umar gives us a best example. He wanted to do something, but he was in doubt, so he went to the Prophet and said to the Prophet والسلام, I'd like to buy the horse that I gave for charity as a sadaqah. What do you think? The Prophet said, والسلام, never go back in your sadaqah and never buy it from him, even if he sells it for one dirham. Even if it's the cheapest thing on the earth, do not go back in your charity, because then it would not be sincere for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Khalas, you gave it away, you took it away from your possession, it's for Allah, never go back. And he gave the example. And in another narration, the Prophet said, والسلام, we do not have the bad example, meaning we cannot be like the dog. And he tells us that whenever you give a gift, you cannot go back in that gift, otherwise you would be like a dog vomiting. The dog itself is a horrible animal. In Islam, dogs are horrible animals. We talked about that before. Now imagine that dog vomiting, that is even more gross and disgusting. But to go and eat it, this is something that is out of my imagination. So the Prophet is giving us this bad example for us. So how many times most of us had given something to someone and then said, I changed my mind, give it back. This is the same example. You cannot go back in what you have given. And there is a difference between promising someone and actually giving someone. A promise is not binding in the sense that I promise you, listen, tomorrow I will give you a new pen if you come at 7 o'clock. So you come at 7 o'clock and I don't give you a pen. I'm not sinful in not giving you the pen as a gift, because the gift cannot be binding until the recipient receives it and accepts it. But I'm sinful because I gave you a promise and broke it. So this is a different issue. So one would not come 7 o'clock and say, oh, you're like a dog who vomited and ate it. No, I did not give it. I did not give it to you. You did not receive it. So it's not this. But I can say that this is one of the characteristics of the hypocrite. And both are even bad. If you give a gift, you cannot go back on your gift unless you are a father. The father, if he gives a gift to his one of his children, it is permissible for him to take that gift away. Why? Why do you think?
For example, it could be that the child is concentrating on that gift apart from his studies or something, so he knows what's good for him.
No, that was not my question. My question is, why is the father permitted to go back on his gift? Okay, I will not waste your time. Because the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, to one of his companions, you and whatever you own is for your father. You're the possession. Whatever you own is for your father. Anta wa maluk li abik, he says, alayhi salatu wasalam. So they gave the exemption for the father. When he gives a gift, this gift is actually his. So to claim it back again, this is permissible and there's nothing wrong in that. And some scholars say even the mother is included, but the most authentic opinion, only the father can be included in that. The question would be whether the son is young or old, it doesn't matter. Whether he's young or old, whatever he gives, he can claim back again from his son. Of course, there is an exemption. Not all the gifts that he gives to his son, he can claim. Why? If he gives gifts to four of his children, because he has to be fair, as we will understand from Hadith of Nu'man ibn Bashir, and then he claims three of the gifts from his sons, leaving only one. This is a trick. He knows that in Islam, it's forbidden for him to give one of his children a gift and deprive the others. So he's doing this trick. He's giving all four and then claiming back from the three and keeping one with one of them. This is haram and this is a trick. Hadith number 286. Yes, brother.
Narrated Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu anhu. My father gave me a gift, but Amra bin Rawaha, my mother, said that she should not agree to it unless he made Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a witness to it. So my father went to Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make him witness my gift. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, have you done this with all of your sons? He replied in the negative. Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, fear Allah and be just to your children. My father then returned and took back his gift. In another narration, don't make me a witness, I don't testify on injustice. And in another narration, make someone else testify to this.
Now this hadith is a very beautiful hadith, and it is the pillar, it is the cornerstone of the chapter that deals with being fair and just with your offspring. Al-Bashir ibn Sa'd, may Allah be pleased with him, gave his son a gift. In one narration, it was a farm or a garden, which means it's something worthwhile. His mother, may Allah be pleased with her, said, I will not accept this gift from my son, which is unusual. Huh? Usually, mothers who have co-wives and other families, give all to my child. She said, I will not accept this until you make the Prophet as a witness. She was knowledgeable. So the Prophet went and said, O Prophet of Allah, I gave my son An-Nu'man, so and so. The question of the Prophet was specific. Do you have other children? He said, yes. Did you give them all similarly to what you gave him? He said, no. So the Prophet said, I do not testify. In another narration, make someone else testify. I do not testify on injustice. In another narration, fear Allah. Now he's reminding them of that this is a sin. Fear Allah. In another narration, the Prophet ﷺ asked a question that all parents should keep in the back of the mind. What is that question? This is all what we will find, inshallah, after the break, so stay tuned.